because all these people were DMing me, asking me to send them feet pictures, and I would go to work, and I would say to my coworker, I'm like, oh my God, like these people keep asking if they can buy my feet pictures. And he goes, well, send them my way. Like he was going to sell these people feet pictures. He's like, hey, look, he's funny. All along, I said that egg in the classroom is super important because I think knowledge about egg should start as a young age because it'll stick with you forever, really. So I chose Egg in the Classroom Saskatchewan as my nonprofit organization. So if any of the listeners wanted to support that, all you have to do is go to my TikTok or my Instagram and find the link there, and you can shop the Farmers Feed the World shirts up until January 13th, 2021.
Thank you for listening to the Farm for Fun podcast, a happy hour spinoff of the Farm for Profit podcast. These episodes are hosted by Tanner Winteroff, the Iowa Bankerman, David Whitaker, the Iowa Land Guy, and a random farmer named Corey. Each episode, they plan to focus on a brewery or distillery while talking about all current events and everything else. Crack a beer, mix a drink, and join on the fun. Remember, if you aren't farming for fun, we know you probably tell people that they look tired.
Welcome to a Farm for Fun episode of the Farm for Profit podcast. This is Tanner Winteroff.
This is Corey Hillebeau.
And this is David Whitaker.
Welcome. If this is your first time or you've forgotten how we do this, this is our fun show. This is a not scripted, no outline. We are having a beer, talking with some friends in agriculture, kind of laid back. So hopefully you can sit back and enjoy this show with us.
Yeah, it's been a blustery week this week too. I thought one time we were going to have to reschedule this because we were supposed to get like 12 inches of snow, but it wasn't that bad, was it?
We can't trust the meteorologist. They're never right.
And hey, did you know it's actually 2021 now when this comes out?
That's right.
First Happy New Year
show of 2021. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So don't really have a review to share with everybody this week. What's been really cool that we've been noticing is the Farm for Profit account is getting followed. Maybe they're bots from people that are creating Twitter accounts. So hopefully, listener, you're finding value in this and creating a network. The next place to go is TikTok, just so you know. But yeah, really cool that listeners are forming TikTok accounts and giving us a follow.
Yep. So should we go ahead and get the guest introduced?
Well, we got to first think of a drinking game.
Oh.
And secondly, we can't forget about our friends at FlyingAg.com.
That's right.
Yep, FlyingAg.com, partnering with us here over the beginning of 2021. We really appreciate their partnership and want to make sure that if you're looking for a drone to upgrade or to get your first one, you contact the guys at FlyingAg.com. Use Farm for Profit as a code to get yourself an extra battery.
That's $100 right there.
It is, and it's only good through February 1st. So now that that's out of the way, what's the drinking game going to be, guys?
Our guest is from Canada, is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Ah, maybe. Maybe anytime we hear an accent, you just have to drink.
Or every time she says something Canadian, like A. Or,
something Canadian.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a stereotype. Yeah. We can't use that.
How about Canada?
Yeah, every time we say Canada.
We can say, or no, I got a better one. Let's do cows. Every time we say cows.
Okay.
We got a smile out of her.
I think that'll work.
It. Cows, cows. So now if you hear cows after now, you got to take a drink. And we're going to go with Corey on the introduction side.
After last week's debacle, I am taking back the reins.
Debacle? I mean, that was just a downright pitiful showing.
It was horrible.
I will give it to you. We put you on the spot, Dave, right before. So that's that's tough. You know, you might get another chance. Tanner? Probably not.
Probably not.
All right, let's lay into it, Corey.
Today on the Farm for Fun segment, some have touted it as the Mullet of Ag podcast. We travel north of the border again. This girl is a young, self-described advocate for agriculture, commonly dubbed as an agvocate. She raises all red cattle, has a Farmers Feed the World t-shirt fundraiser raising money for ag in the classroom, goes to school, or what the Canadians would call university for ag business. Became TikTok famous and now has 290,000 followers. Ooh. You can find her on TikTok, usually cracking like-hearted jokes about ag and society, all while usually wearing her hat, like she is now, or what the Canadians might call a toque. From Saskatchewan, Canada, Courtney Fike.
Welcome. Thank you for having me,
guys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Courtney, what do you like to go by? Court? Was that right?
Yeah, Court is perfect.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Farm for Fun episode.
Yeah, Tanner didn't get that.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Profit episode in the beginning, but you know, things get mixed up.
That's the way to start off a new year.
So this is, I think it's your first podcast, right?
Yes, it is.
How does one get 290,000 followers and not be on another podcast yet? Does that mean we're special?
You guys are special. Frankly, you guys are the only ones that have ever reached out to me about
no,
it.
No, no, you've been asked so many times and you decided
you to told be, everybody to else no.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. You guys are special.
So Corey did a good job of introducing you, but could you give our listeners your idea of an introduction for yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what your tie to agriculture is.
Well, he did explain it. He did well. I am from the Great White North, but he said toke and it's actually toque, so we'll get past that. I guess the easiest way to sum up me is I am a fourth generation rancher. My family has been here for over 100 years. We actually had our centennial in 1912, so it's been over 100 years that we've been at the place that we are at. I'm 20 years old. I've been in ag my entire life. I am currently in my third year of ag business, and you know, ever since I started making TikToks, I have become some sort of self-declared agvocate, I guess, because I really do care about the industry quite a lot, and I like to think that I'm quite funny, which is how my TikToks kind of started. And I love cows and I love farming and ranching and everything like that. So that's just kind of who I am.
Drink.
That is dangerous to say that you are funny in your introduction. So now we are going to hold this bar extremely high.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
So what all does your family grow besides cows up there?
We do a little grain farming. This past year, all we grew was peas, and we grew a pea and barley crop mix, and then we used that as green feed. So most of the farming that we do is for our cows, so like growing green feed and growing silage and stuff like that. That is why I'm more of a cow person.
No canola?
So other than that, no canola. The extent of the farming that I got to do this year was actually with Ethan's family, because, you know, we didn't harvest anything ourselves. It was all cut and baled into green feed. So all of my canola harvesting was done with Ethan and his family.
All right. So I know who Ethan is, but our listeners might not know who Ethan is. Who is he?
Ethan and I have been dating since 2018, and he is also on TikTok. You can find him at Proud Producer, I do believe is his username. And he's definitely the farming guy. So if you want to watch some entertaining, slightly less funny TikTok, you can go check him out.
So we've got an advocate and a proud producer as a couple. I'd say watch out.
Yes.
Sounds like a power couple.
I try to bring the power. He just brings the
the couple?
The he just brings the farming.
Yeah.
That's funny. So we on every one of these Farm for Fun shows have been enjoying an alcoholic beverage of some kind. And thank you to Dole Distributing for providing us with our beer. Mother Nature, a little bit of a snowstorm, and the fact that you are in a different country didn't allow us to actually send it to you. So with that, we apologize, but we are still going to enjoy it here in the studio without you.
Yeah, fun fact. The last time we tried to get beer over the border from Canada, someone at the border confiscated it.
Yeah, somebody else had a much better time than we did.
That was with Andy Pastor off of
Twitter. Oh.
So
what are you drinking, Courtney?
So today, I'm drinking a Coors Original. I always call them Coors Banquets because I do believe that they recently just changed the name to Coors Original. And this is what I call our ranch beer because this is what we keep at the ranch all the time. That and Bud Light. But there's no Bud Light here, and that's not our ranch beer.
So the Bud Light's for guests.
I'm drinking this Coors Original.
That's the guest beer.
So we'll just ask you to We'll just ask you to play along then. So when we taste a beer, you can just tell us what you think it tastes like. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
This is a really cool one, though. So Dole Distributing, thank you again for putting this in our mailbox so we can have some of this. It's Reunion Brewery. So the Reunion Brewery and Restaurant is out of Coralville, and it's not a cowpuncher. What's the name of this first beer?
It's a Tank Puncher.
Tank IPA. Puncher IPA.
Did you say cow?
Cow Puncher.
Ding dong.
Let's try it.
Hmm.
That's a fruity IPA.
Very fruity.
Kind of.
Dave, what do you think?
It's different. I like the can.
Yeah, the can is gray and has like a baboon. I think that's a baboon.
Yep.
With boxing gloves punching a robot. And yeah,
Tank
it has
Puncher.
A bunch of... It's all gray and then it has like a little bit of pink and yellow on it. It's pretty cool.
Brewed to honor the act of punching tanks. This IPA is full of hazy, hoppy, tropical fruit flavors.
It's almost like saying the rock stalker, stock rocker, backwards.
Rolling stock.
Rolling stock. Yeah, there you go.
So in Saskatchewan, are there a lot of microbreweries that, you know, put custom recipes together, or is it pretty standard beer across the table?
No, there are definitely lots of microbreweries around the province. It's become more and more popular in the past few years, I would say. Like, lots of people like picked it up as a hobby, and actually my mom's friend and our neighbor, her son and his friend, I do believe, actually started their own microbrewery. It's called 9 Mile Brewery, maybe. Don't quote me on that, but they started their own microbrewery, and they're actually one of the biggest ones in Saskatchewan now, so they make some pretty good stuff, but it's definitely popular here.
So did you follow that? That's her mom's neighbor's son's friend.
Yeah, I got it. So have you ever been to Saskatoon?
I live in Saskatoon 8 out of the 12 months of the year to go to university, yes. So I have been there.
See, there goes the university.
So what is the name of the university? Because down here we have Iowa State University, and it's a college. What's the name of your university?
I go to the University of Saskatchewan, so that's actually the biggest university here. In Saskatchewan, there's two. There's the University of Saskatchewan and the University of Regina, which is just another, that's the queen city of this province, but I go to the province's university.
I flew into Regina once, was up there for a cattle contest. It was pretty fun. I got to sell cattle in Saskatoon up to Prince Albert and all over. They have the Western Canadian Agribition. Have you ever been there? Do you show cattle there?
I have been to Agribition many, many times. I've never showed cattle there, but it's definitely a hoot and a half to go, so I love it.
It is. It's a fun time. That's your word of the day right there, Tanner.
And you've been to Prince Albert, so I apologize for that.
I've only been to, what is it, British Columbia? So it was
BC.
It was an Alaskan cruise, so I was on my way back and got to stop there. So I can't wait until I can actually make a trip up there and travel like you were saying, Dave.
I couldn't even tell you where I went in Canada. I was just fishing straight north of Minnesota. So, and I was like 14. I have no idea. It was fun. I know that. It was awesome.
Most people from the United States don't know. So I thought it was Providence, not province.
Yep.
And so I got corrected very, very quickly. But one thing I figured out is everybody from Canada knows everything about the U.S. They like take classes. They learn about us in the U.S., but we don't necessarily learn about them. Mm. Is that what you've seen? What do you think, Courtney?
I can't say I agree with that. I don't think I actually learned much about the U.S. in high school or like elementary or middle school or anything like that. But I would say that like a lot of the stuff we see on the news is about the U.S. So that's kind of how I've learned stuff about it. And then I can definitely say from experience talking to people that live in the U.S., you guys can't name very many provinces, while I can name quite a few states.
That's what I was meaning.
You don't know very much about us.
That's a good point. And that was, Andy Pastor was telling us that they watch a lot of American sports.
Yep. Lots of American sports and lots of American TV.
So if you drew a line straight south, what city, like major city in the United States would like line up with you?
Honestly, I have no idea, really.
It's probably Bismarck, North Dakota, straight south.
You think?
Yep.
I've only ever been to one state, and that was Montana. And we used to go every Black Friday. We would go Black Friday shopping in Havre, Montana. And now we kind of stopped doing that as we got older. And
how long did it take for you to get to that spot in Montana?
It wasn't actually that far. I want to say like 3.5 hours, maybe. So we're not too terribly far off of the border.
Do you go through the hat to get there, Medicine Hat?
You can, but there is a border crossing in Saskatchewan that we would go through. I forget. I think Wild Horse is the one in Alberta, and then there's one in Saskatchewan.
So what did you
do? I haven't been across the border in so long. So
what did you do in Havre, Montana? And it's Havre, not Havre. Most people pronounce it Havre. It's spelled that way, but it's Havre. Like, here's a horse you can have her, Tanner.
Well, I do remember there was a store that my dad was obsessed with. We'd always come down to the store because he just loved it so much. And I can't remember what it was called. It was like, is there a Big R store or something? Was that a store?
Yes, it is.
We loved going to that one. And we did, like, our back-to-school shopping was what we did on Black Friday. We waited till Black Friday to do our back-to-school shopping. And I don't know. I can't remember if Havre's very big or not, so I don't know why we went there for back-to-school shopping.
Maybe the taxes were better or something.
Might be. Well, there are no taxes in Montana. That's the great part. I originally was born in Havre, Montana.
Oh, no kidding. What a small world.
Okay. Must have a good hospital.
They must.
All right. Were you born in a tub?
Nope. Can't say that I was.
Or a barn. No. So, Courtney, we're super happy to have you as our first episode coming out in 2021. And everybody,
I'm very excited too.
I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people try to put together a New Year's resolution. Do you have a New Year's resolution for 2021?
My New Year's resolution actually kind of contradicts my whole life, actually. Well, not my whole life, but, you know, I do love TikTok, and I'm on TikTok a lot, actually. Like, my screen time every day is actually horrifying to look at. So my New Year's resolution is to spend less time on my phone, because I actually think that might be a little beneficial to me, because I get caught up in it a lot, and I need to stop spending 8-plus hours a day on my phone. So I think that's my biggest one, is to just spend, you know, less time on social media and stuff like that. Just take a little break from it.
I've seen multiple TikTokers do that.
Yeah.
So Dave,
it consumes your life very easily.
Yeah, it does.
So Dave, what about you? Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I need to lose weight like the most people. No, mine was just be better and spend more time with kids.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was leaning towards, was spending more time engaged with my kids. But I wanted to also throw kind of a business one out there. It kind of hit me when you see all these new specials for, you know, if you're going to sign up for Verizon Wireless, the new people get this discount on a new phone or whatever it is. So I want to focus on taking better care of the existing clients that I have, rather than focusing on bringing some new clients in. So that'll be a big focus of mine for 2021. What about you, Corey?
Yeah, I got one, and it's kind of my rant for the day, too, a little bit.
Well, we're going to get this out of the way early.
If we can just slide that in here. I've been working towards it. I actually started it already, because I didn't want to be one of those fads of like, all right, it's January 1st, here we go, let's start eating good and exercising, and by, you know, January 30th, you're back to eating French fries and drinking, you know, a lot. So I actually started it. It is about health, but it's more about positivity and getting just the negativism out of my life, trying to focus on, you know, a narrower range of friends and opportunities, and not trying to please everybody, and just being a better me, being a better family guy, being a better dad, being a better husband, just all that. And that comes with health. So that's what I'm trying to do. So
I like the positivity side of that. I do. I think that's a big and important factor. Now, Courtney, with your hundreds of thousands of followers, I'm sure that everybody responds to you in a positive manner, right?
God, wouldn't that be nice?
What is it like having followers in that magnitude? What kind of negativity do you get?
Well, I get all kinds of negativity, honestly. And when I first started out making TikToks, like when I just kind of like started gaining a few more followers, I took everything super personally, like all the time. And I see a negative comment and I just think about it like all day, and I would let it eat me up. And now, like, I get hundreds of comments on posts that some of them I don't even see, but like the negative comments that I do see range from, you know, people saying that because I'm a rancher and because I eat meat, you know, I'm going to hell, or I abuse my animals and stuff like that. So those people I usually block. Like, my block list is fairly substantial because I just don't like to put up with that stuff. And then, you know, some people, I remember one of my bigger videos, I made the video about, you know, applying to be a farm kid. And the video was just, you know, some lighthearted jokes about holding a flashlight and closing gates and stuff like that. And I remember somebody made a comment, you know, if I was a farmer's son, my duties would be different. And oh, that got to me so bad because, you know, I have a brother and we do the exact same things. You know, we share the same responsibilities and everything like that, so that I know that's not the case. But I do believe I made a funny, I made a video responding to that comment. But for the most part, I just block the people that make them and delete the comments. But yeah, those comments range from pretty much everything. People get really mad when I don't wear my hat too. So I get lots of comments hating on that.
So I got two questions. So the first one, I shouldn't say it. I got two things to say. One's a question. I know that Corey and I are on the same page with this. We both have two daughters, and I know that we look towards the future and want them to be treated the same way and not have that stereotype. So we appreciate what you're doing on that side of it, advocating for us. I think you'd agree. But then my second question is going to be this hat. So you're known for this hat, and I don't know how you keep it as clean as you do. Maybe you've got 100 of them that you just rotate in and out.
This toque or
what? The toque. The toque.
Yeah. Toque. It's a toque.
What, toque. What's the story behind the hat?
Well, when I first started kind of making my TikTok based around egg, I remember I never had my hair done, and I always see these girls on TikTok and they always all, you know, look so good and everything. And my dad actually was the one that had the original black hat. I don't know if you guys remember it. It had the cow, but it also had a brand on the front. And that brand was just, you know, he got the hat from someone that sold bulls that he was, you know, friends with. It just, you know, when you sell someone a bull, you give them a hat, and it's just kind of a thing. So I started wearing that hat, and people loved it. Like, people were obsessed over this hat. So it was actually Ethan and I, we wanted to start, you know, making and selling these hats. So that's actually how I keep my hat so clean, because I actually do have 100 of them to go through.
Oh, boy.
so we got these hats made up, and I don't think we actually made 100, but we did have quite a big batch made up. And I think there was 4 colors that we made up, and, you know, we were going to sell them, but we got them made up right when harvest hit. So it kind of took a back burner trying to sell them. And then I kind of started selling them to just my friends and my family, so you can catch, you know, all my friends running around in the hats. But I know lots of people are still wanting them, so that might be something that we can do in the new year, try and get another batch made up and sell them. But that's merch. Kind of how the whole hat thing started.
So when we get our hats, we want to do a hat trade? Farm for profit hat?
Yes, yeah. I think we can arrange that.
That won't get confiscated at the border.
No.
nobody's going to want a farm for profit hat at the border.
So you're going with like the bro country look, where it's a straight bill, not like the curved bill.
Yeah, no, my hat, it is a little more curved. If you ever see Ethan wear a hat, his hat looks like he's a gangster. But my hat's a little more curved, but not quite as curved as most people's.
We got some snowmobilers going by. That's where I'd like to be doing some of that.
So is it a certain type of hat, like a Richardson 112?
They're actually, they're Yupong. I'm going to scare you guys for a second. They're the classic Yupong. I don't know what the number is. I know there's a number that goes with it, but that's the brand. And I like them because the seam doesn't go all the way down to the brim.
Hmm.
So that's why I like these ones.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Nice.
See, there is more hats than a Richardson 112, Dave.
I actually found your hat out in Montana last week. I bought me
the one. Legacy hats.
Oh, really? Like with a brand on
legacy,
it? Or?
Legacy brand, yeah.
But I do appreciate the fact that on the side of your hat, Courtney is a cow.
Ooh, oh, man. Yes. That's time to maybe crack another one.
All right, boys. What's the next beer we're going to try from Reunion Brewery? Thanks to Dole Distributing.
Yeah. Thanks again, Dole, on this one. This is the Rock and Roll Bus Driver Cali Style DIPA. What's a DIPA?
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google this.
A Cali Style DIPA, and it's got like a whole shaggin' wagon full of bus, like hippies. Like a microbus, like hippies.
Oh,
you know?
It's got a hippie. Yeah, the baboon's on there, too.
Mm-hmm. Todd on the license plate. And it's a very colorful can.
Yes, it's a tie-dye rainbow.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
So what's a P or a, yeah.
Double. It stands for double.
Double IPA.
Yep.
Yep. It's a double IPA.
Wow.
It's pretty good, though.
Dang, I should have had my phone up.
It's pretty good, though. Well, we got it on camera.
Courtney wasn't even watching to see Dave's face.
That's a double IPA for sure. That's
so, Courtney, how do you think it tasted?
By the looks of the can, I can't say I think I would like it, but, you know, I buy most of my craft beer based on what the can looks like, so I guess I might have bought that one, but it looks like it is from probably, like, the hippie era.
So you like to judge books by their cover.
Oh, it I see. Judge a girl by her hat and buy the cow on her hat. So what kind of cow you got on the side of that? Is it like a three-weight steer? Are we talking like weight cattle, cow-calf types? There's so many types of cattle out there.
Well, I haven't looked at it in a long time. So it's actually supposed to be just a bull is what it's supposed to be. And I like to think that it was a red Angus bull because that's the only kind of cows that I like. But it's white, so I couldn't work my way around that. And, that was kind of, it's a breeding bull, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. It exudes power.
Did you guys see that TikTok? I liked it yesterday. It was like top 10 brands of,
breeds of cows.
Breeds of cattle that aren't good. And then she goes, well, there are no bad breeds because each one was made for a certain purpose. Number one, Hereford. And then it cuts off.
I love that one.
So what's the reason behind the red cattle? Is that something just your family's always done?
My family, actually, originally we had Herefords, and, you know, there's still some old Hereford gals kicking around here. But then, you know, that was kind of my grandpa's thing. And then, since my dad has taken over, we've become Red Angus. And, last year we actually last year and the year before, I think we had two Charlet bulls, and we tried that out, had a couple tam calves, just weren't a fan, but, you know, thought we should try something different. And, you know, we've always just come back to the Red Angus cattle, and it's a family thing. You know, we like everything to be one color. We don't like a mixture of, you know, Black Angus, Red Angus, Charlets and everything. We like our red cows, and we like to keep it that way. All of our cows are bred through
El Natural
bulls in the summertime. So that's how we operate.
How about, you like all your cattle the same color? What about your tractors and equipment?
I like all my tractors and equipment the same color too. This is a big comment I get on TikTok, you know, whether I'm part of the Case family or part of the John Deere family, but I'm definitely a John Deere person. And I think that's also just the way I was raised. You know, we run John Deere equipment ever since I was little. So I grew up with it all the time, and that's just what I like. And that's what Ethan's family runs too. So when I went to help him harvest, it was really easy to just get in a green combine and go. So I'm definitely a diehard John Deere girl.
See, there's a merch opportunity for you. Red cattle and green tractors. That's how it is.
Exactly.
I see a sticker on the back of a farm truck.
Yep.
Cattle are red, tractors are green.
Yeah.
So here at the beginning of December, I saw a TikTok that you put out about the Killeher Cattle Company. Maybe I completely slaughtered the name. Could you inform our listeners a little bit about what that is and why it matters to you?
Well, it was actually funny because a couple months ago, Amy Mastin, she's the teacher that runs this class, I guess is what it's called. Her brother reached out to me on TikTok and said, you know, I have this sister. She does, you know, ag in the classroom. She's an ag teacher. Would you message her and see if you could, you know, give her a shout out on TikTok? And normally I don't give people shout outs. Like, that's just not something I would do, but, you know, it was a special case. So I messaged her and I said, you know, who I was. And she was just ecstatic that I messaged her, and she messaged me back and told me, you know, she's actually a middle school science teacher. I do believe she said she wasn't even an ag teacher, but she, started this student run cattle company, I do believe last year with a couple of students. So basically, it's a student-run cattle company. This year they have four calves. They have two steers and two heifers. And I actually talked to them not that long ago, but their plan now is, you know, they have a business. They sell hats and they sell all this kind of stuff. It is a business. They're running it. They're going to sell their two steers, I do believe, to the local butcher, I do believe. And then they're going to have their heifers. And I believe they're selling them all. I believe they're selling all their calves. And then next year, you know, the next class that comes in, they're going to have, you know, that profit. And it is, in a sense, just a student-run cattle company.
That's really cool. And the reason it stuck out to me is my dad in Northwest Iowa helped start the Ag in the Classroom program for the Northwest School District. I can't remember the name of the school district now. But then we had Ms. Nelson on, who designs cards, who was the first Ag in the Classroom teacher. So the Farm for Profit podcast goes a ways back with Ag in the Classroom and some support of them. But I also noticed, too, that you're helping raise funds for this program, correct?
I am, yeah.
How are you doing that, and how might our listeners help you out with that?
Well, it's a fundraiser put on through Custom Inc. So again, Custom Inc. found me through TikTok and reached out and thought that I would be a good candidate to, you know, put on a fundraiser. And then from there, I got to pick the organization that the proceeds from the fundraiser would go to. And, you know, I wanted to stick with Ag, and I wanted to stick within my province. And I know that Ag in the Classroom does some wonderful things for the province. And all along I've said that Ag in the Classroom is super important because I think knowledge about Ag should start as a young age because it'll stick with you forever, really. So I chose Ag in the Classroom Saskatchewan as my nonprofit organization. So if you guys wanted to, if any of the listeners wanted to support that, all you have to do is go to my TikTok or my Instagram and find the link there, and you can shop the Farmers Feed the World shirts up until January 13th. 2021.
Okay, so we got to act on this pretty quick because this is going to come out here just after the first of the year. So you got about 10 days to jump on that, listener. Yeah. Don't miss it.
And that's such a good program. We're doing it on the Farm Bureau board, the county that I'm in. You know, we don't realize how removed some of these people are from ag, from where their food comes from. Might be 3-4 generations removed or even more. And with all the larger cities and everything. And I think the pandemic has actually brought them a little bit closer just because of the grocery store shortages of food and trying to figure out where their food comes from and finding alternate routes to get it and buying quarters and halves of beefs and whole hogs and that kind of stuff. I know I got a half a beef in the local butcher shop right now. Luckily pulled some strings, but they are booked all the way through 2021.
That's been, yeah, ever since COVID, everybody's been kind of getting back
to that.
They
got booked a year out, but now it's even beyond a year. I mean, it's crazy.
So I was talking to my brother-in-law, and the butcher that we normally go through on the family side is actually getting extremely frustrated. Everybody booked these dates out and they push their regulars back. Obviously, if they're going to be able to charge extra and get some other livestock in here to butcher, the problem is that some of these people that reacted are not honoring their dates.
Oh, so they just hopped on them.
Yeah, so they jumped on the date to reserve it, but now are not bringing in anything to get slaughtered because we turned out to be all right. The meat supply didn't completely shut off, but it's ruining business with those who normally do sell quarters and halves. So it's kind of a disappointment there. And for you listeners that keep score, I just want to let you know that is the 102nd beer that I've opened without spilling anything on myself.
102nd?
Oh, my.
Who's keeping track?
I made the number up, but just someone will correct us. Yeah. We'll get the right number eventually. But yes, I have been doing a really good job. If you haven't paid attention, and Courtney, to fill you in, I don't know what it was. There was a string of about 5 or 6 shows to where I'd open a beer and it'd be splattered all over my glasses, all over the I don't know what it was. Maybe the barometric pressure. Oh, there you go. Shaking the case.
Well, he's going to end that game.
The barometric pressure was wrong or whatever it is too, but I have remained clean so far. So
now we're talking cows. We're talking TikTok. Oh. Have you seen the TikTok where the guy's like, fancy, fancy they are, and he goes right into it, the auctioneer guy, you know?
That was me.
Oh, That's a fancy set of cows. I can see. Yeah, here comes the TikTok for Courtney.
That's funny. So you mentioned that Custom Inc. reached out to you to do a little bit of promotion. So consider this your formal reach out for some Farm for Profit podcast promotion.
There you go.
Deal. I'll take that deal.
She just said she doesn't like doing shout outs.
So you're considered an influencer. I mean, that's at least what I would consider you. I always like asking those who are influencers, who influences you? Who's someone that you look up to on social media or really enjoy following?
Well, honestly, I don't actually follow that many people on TikTok. I was looking at that the other day and I'm like, wow, I really don't follow that many people. But, you know, the ones that I do follow are pretty dear to my heart and ones that I really do enjoy following. So I think one of the biggest ones that I have been following for the longest time, I don't know if you guys know Hayden Fox. I think he's just a grain farmer. He's from Canada here as well in the Great White North. I really enjoy him and his TikToks. He tells lots of funny story times. I did have the opportunity to take over his Instagram this summer, so that was pretty fun, just getting another perspective for his followers and stuff like that. I also really like the New York Farm Girls. I'm just kind of obsessed with dairy TikTokers because it's a whole new world to me. Like, I don't know anything about the dairy industry, really, so I follow quite a few, like, dairy people on TikTok. Like, I follow Farmer's Daughter, Wisconsin, I do believe. I love following her. And you guys are going to get a kick out of this, but if I could meet anybody on TikTok, I would meet Quick Dick McDick. So I don't know if you guys know who he is.
No.
You don't know who he is?
No. Who's that?
I probably do. I should go see.
That, he's funny. He is a very abrupt.
He's hilarious. And the best thing about him is he's actually right here in Saskatchewan. Like, if I wanted to go see him, I could go see him in a day. And that would be, you know, he's in the same darn province as me. And I just think he's hilarious. I actually watched his YouTube videos way longer before I even started TikTok. And I love his videos. And I really think he's hilarious. And, you know, another person I think would be really funny to meet, and he was a guest on your guys' podcast, is Tony Reed. And I do believe his TikTok is Growing Corn 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Just solely because we have the same view about Gleaner Combine. So I feel like we could have a damn good conversation about that.
That's funny. He'll get a kick out of that. So I'm actually interested. Okay, so we've talked about TikTok, and you've got a lot of followers. We said that. How did that even come about? How does one go about getting 290,000 followers? Did you have a bunch of following before you got to TikTok?
No, and honestly, it kind of hit me out of the blue. Like, you know, I was just some random girl from Southwest Saskatchewan. I think I had like 700 followers on Instagram, and, you know, the only people that followed me on Facebook were my grandma's friends, just so they could comment on my pictures and say that they hoped I was having a good day.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I downloaded TikTok. I actually looked at they had their 2020 TikTok review, and I downloaded it at the end of January just because I was watching TikTok videos on Instagram, if that makes sense. You know, they always end up on Instagram somehow. And I was like, well, I may as well just cut out the middleman and get the app. So I made my account and, you know, just watched all the funny videos and sent them to my friends, you know, spammed everybody with TikToks that I thought were funny.
Yep.
And then I never posted any for the longest time. And then it would have been on February 25th. I remember I posted my first TikTok because it was for my best friend's birthday. And you can still go back and look at it. And it now has like 10,000 views. And it's just a compilation of, you know, dumb shit he was doing.
Yep.
And then, you know, I just started, you know, I posted stupid, funny videos that my friends and I would laugh at because, you know, I thought I was funny. Just lip syncing videos, nothing that I was making on my own. And then the first video that I had that really blew up was, I think it was me talking about my friend that was, you know, made me crazy, I felt like I was a crackhead around her. I don't even know what came about that or why I even made that. But then it had like 3 million views since then. And, you know, I gained quite a few followers from there, but it kind of plateaued because I wasn't, you know, consistently making videos. And then I think we were right in the middle of calving when I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm so stressed out with all these cows and I needed to do something that, you know, wasn't going to be going out and bottle feeding cows. So I was like, oh, I'll just start making TikToks about it. And I never thought in a million years anybody would want to, you know, listen to some random chick tell jokes about, you know, what she thinks her cows would say if they could talk. And, you know, people actually really like them, which was kind of surprising. And then from there, it's grown. I consistently posted. Ethan told me, you know, if I wanted to keep doing it, I was going to have to be consistent. So, you know, I started being consistent. I found my niche, which is, I guess, cows and agriculture and, you know, trying to be funny. And from there, I've just gotten to where I am now.
Yeah. I appreciate your honesty, the trying to be funny part. Because I try a lot, too, and I'm not nearly as funny as you are.
Yeah. The consistency is actually hard. Like, me during the busy seasons,
mm-hmm.
my mind's working, but then I have a lot of hurry up and wait moments. You know, you're waiting on the grain cart, you're waiting at the line of the elevator, you're stalling because you don't want to go do something, and you make a TikTok. And now, like, in the off season, I'm kind of like a ghost. I need to get back into it.
Honestly, I definitely feel that. I feel like I haven't been very consistent recently, and I do think that I definitely hit a slump, you know, in the past couple months because, you know, harvest's over. We're just, you know, we're feeding cows every day, but that's not really something, you know, it's not anything new. So it's hard to make TikToks about it. And, you know, it gets hard to come up with new ideas and new content, but you know, I do try my best. So I do believe that I didn't post a video for like a week, and then finally I posted something and somebody commented on it. You know, they thought I died. Like, no, sorry. Yeah. I just haven't come up with new ideas. So that's hard.
Yeah. Sometimes we come up with inspiration when we're the busiest. That's kind of what I find.
I agree. Like you said, your mind is just running. And that's when you're working the most optimal, some of that sparks the creativity. But like I was getting ready to say, I feel really bad for you. One, because you're not here in person to enjoy our company. But two, I just passed around some honey beef chips from the North 40 Beef Company, a world-class American Wagyu beef.
Ooh, very good. Ooh. Very good.
This is
so. Well, now I'm jealous.
Yes, I know. And I feel so bad. We should have flown you down here for this. Maybe when we get to 290,000 downloads a week, we can do that. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Where are these guys out of? Nebraska.
Nebraska. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And I just had their link. So, Loop River Distilling, our very first Farm for Fun episode, and Elena, the intro voice on every one of our episodes.
First vodka we ever had, too.
The first, yes, the vodka for you, beer guy.
Just saying.
Brought us this. So, co-founder in northeastern Nebraska, Logan Peters, has worked with the Wagyu breed since 2010. He's mastered the raising of purebred Wagyu. And I assume I'm saying that right. Wagyu beef?
Yep, that's right.
So, we've got honey beef chips.
That's how I say it anyways.
We've got honey beef chips and teriyaki beef chips, so I'll send those around also.
I would
but
say he mastered beef chips. Making this
beef jerky.
This jerky.
Yes, that's true. They call it chips,
it's
but
like
it is
really, really thin, and somehow it's not dried out, and it's
it is fantastic.
Moist. If people want
it. It doesn't sound like it comes from an old cow.
Yeah, that's good.
Black-hided and look at them udders.
Cow.
Ready set of cows.
How about, are your DMs open? With that many followers?
You know, for the longest time, they weren't. And I kind of, like, people always message me on Instagram. So I guess, my DMs are always open on Instagram. So people would, you know, come over from TikTok and message me on there. And then finally, one day, like, not that long ago, someone had messaged me on Instagram and said, you know, I tried to message you on TikTok. And I was like, well, I never got it. So then I went into my TikTok settings and saw that I had only had that you could message me if we were friends, you know, on TikTok. And then I changed that to, you know, everybody can message me, and then I just have to go in and look through it. And like 9 times out of 10, it's just people sending me funny videos. But sometimes there is, you know, some good DMs. But other than that, it's pretty boring.
Okay, what is a good DM?
Well, you know, that ranges from a lot of things. Some DMs, you know, people, I've really been loving the small businesses lately. So lots of people want to send me stuff to promote their small businesses. So those are good DMs for me. And then some are just really like weird. Like people will send me the weirdest shit. Like you just wouldn't even imagine the stuff people say. And I think those ones are good too, because, you know, I'll laugh for a couple hours. And I remember back in the summer, I do believe I made a TikTok about this. I got like 50 DMs in 1 week asking for feet pictures. So I remember that was hilarious, because all these people were DMing me, asking me to send them feet pictures. And I would go to work and I would say to my coworker, I'm like, oh my God, like these people keep asking if they can buy my feet pictures. And he goes, well, send them my way. Like he was going to sell these people feet pictures. He's like, oh, you lucky, $20. So I was like, no, you're such a weirdo.
$20 is $20.
Trying to settle down, but, you know, those are good ones, too, because I like to laugh at them. Some are really weird, but some are good, like comical, that I get a laugh out of.
Okay, so
what's Ethan think about that?
Well, I remember one time, he said the same thing as my coworker. I texted him one night, and I was like, you know, this guy just offered me $50 for a picture of my feet, and he goes, well, I'll do it. I'm like, no, I'm just going to get scammed. This guy's going to end up with a picture of my feet, and I'm just going to be, you know, I'm not going to have $50. And he goes, well, I'll send him a picture of my feet. I'm like, no, your feet are way hairier than mine. He's going to know it's not. He's going to
get in there and shave your toes.
So I don't understand. What could a person do with your feet pics? Why not just send him?
I don't know why people want feet pictures. You know, I don't really want to send feet pictures, because that's just kind of weird. And if you've, like, to anybody that's ever seen my feet, they're absolutely disgusting. I wear work boots all the time, and they're nothing to look at. It's kind of like me when I take my hat off. It's like, ah! I don't know why anybody wants to see that.
So if you classified that as a good DM, because it makes you laugh, what is a bad... What's a bad DM?
Do you get the sleazeball ones?
Oh, I get lots of bad DMs. I remember, I think the worst DM I got was this lady. I like to call her a Karen because I guess that's what we would call them. And she messaged me on Instagram. This was before I had my TikTok DMs open. And, you know, just told me that, you know, I was a horrible person and everything that I did to my cows, you know, was horrible. And this was kind of off the start when I took everything personally. And I think I cried for like a day straight because I was just so sad that somebody could think that, you know, I abuse my cows or I do anything like that, because I do anything for them. Like I literally put my blood, sweat, and tears into every cow that we have here. So that just made me really upset. That's a bad DM for me. I hate when people, you know, come at me saying that I abuse my animals or what I do is wrong and, you know, I'm destroying the world. So those are bad DMs. And those are pretty much the extent of the bad DMs.
So just delete the message and the person, or what's the protocol there?
Normally I block them. So I think when you block them, it deletes the message too. And like, I get comments like that on TikTok as well. Like, people will be their keyboard warrior. It's amazing what people will say behind
keyboard
the
warrior. I love it.
Keyboard warrior.
Reason I say that, guys, is I made a auctioneering video with a fellow aspiring auctioneer, and they just crucified him in my TikTok. Of they're like, well, that guy on the right sucks, the guy on the left. And so, you know, it's supposed to be positive. And so I didn't know whether to delete the comment or keep it or just pass it over.
I think we run into that on all social media platforms. So we've kind of seen a block fest going on Ag Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy how social media can be so powerful in most ways. We heard from Courtney, guys, on who she'd like to meet off of social media. What about you guys? Who's somebody that you've connected with on social media that you'd like to go meet?
I got a lot.
That's my problem.
And if you don't say me, I'm going to be angry.
Well, you're not. Oh, yes.
Did you say Twitter or TikTok?
I said social media.
Well, yeah, then. You need to go to Canada, that's for sure.
That really separates it.
No, I was thinking, in my mind, at first I was thinking Twitter. And I'd love to meet Andy Pastor in real life. We had him on the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've met Jared McDaniel before, but like briefly and like in a large group. I'd like to just not like meet him. I'd like to hang out with him for like a long weekend, you know, what he does.
I think we should go on tour because, yes, I'd love to come up and meet Courtney. I'd love to go see Growing Corn. I'd love to go to Australia to go see Uppy.
Uppy would be sweet.
You know, Farmer Matt, our farm boy, Matt. I would also, so you go the Twitter side, one of them on my list was Q Keneally, but David and I got to have supper with him this fall. That was a lot of fun.
That was the night I got COVID.
That's the night you got COVID. That's right.
That's right. And survived.
I had to come up with that excuse because I didn't want to meet Q that bad.
So that this question stemmed from Twitter. Dusty Rich, he's at Rich82. At DRich82 put this out there. A lot of the names, like I said, Jerry McDaniel you put out there, Agrodome, which is Philip Shaw, Leslie Ray Kelly. We've had Leslie on our Derecho episode. She'd be a fun one. That's another Canadian connection. Maybe we just need to go to Canada. Lindsay Perisco, Hunt Fiber, Sammy Wangsness. Oh, I guess I know who Sammy is. Yeah. Sammy.
You guys gave all agricultural references. Do you follow anybody that's not agricultural?
Ooh. Oh, that's a darn good question.
Like Scott D. Henry, Mr. Hamilton. Like Mike the 615 house. Ooh. I'd love to go visit the 615 house where they all sing.
Yep. While you think about it, how about we try another beer?
Yeah, let's try it.
This is Reunion Brewery. Dole Distributing dropped it off. And the next one is, what does that say?
Pounder Hazy Pale Ale.
Oh, you poor David. We're not really hitting your strong suit.
It's not an IPA. It's just a PA.
It's true. It's just a PA, yeah.
Pounder. Can Courtney see that? Can you hold it up there so Courtney can see it? So Pounder.
Tough. It's got a fighting fish on the front.
Yeah,
it's
got like a carp with
it. That's bouncy.
Everything has like boxing gloves on it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Maybe it's a beer that's going to knock you on your ass.
That's just a good beer. Good old pale ale. And the can, yeah, the can's pretty cool too.
Wow. Reunion out of Coralville. Yep. Look them up.
Pretty good, Dave?
It's all right.
Better
it's,
than the double?
It's way better than the double. That double will make you go there. Have you got? Do you guys know? Maybe Courtney knows. Do you know how they came up with the name Canada?
I don't. Maybe that makes me a bad Canadian if I don't know how they came up with the name Canada.
I feel a joke coming on.
It's not. It's not a joke at all. This okay. is legit. All right, so there was some guys, and they each pulled a letter out of a hat, and the first one drew out a C, A. The next
this
guy says N, A. That's how they came up with Canada. They said it fits. So, just kidding. You don't see that much. The only thing I got when I went up to Saskatchewan, and I go there, I got a friend that lives up there in Regina, and every time I go up there, they just say Holy Dinah is what he says. Instead of like Holy Cow or Holy whatever you want to say, he says Holy Dinah is what I got from most of the people up in Canada. You know, if we'd go to the old coffee shop there.
Timmy Hortons.
It's Timmy Ho's.
Timmy Ho's. Ho's.
Timmy Ho's up there?
Yeah. Timmy Ho's. We love Timmy Ho's here.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a TikTok?
Pardon?
Timmy Ho Ho?
Yeah. Timmy Horton. Does he have a TikTok? He's probably too old for TikTok.
I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
So is COVID affected Canada or is it just a U.S. thing?
Oh, gosh. It's an everywhere thing. Maybe not us as bad as you guys.
I see.
Yeah. We ride our polar bears to work, so we don't have to worry about, you know, the cold freezes it away. I wish, but no. No, it's definitely bad here. A couple provinces recently have gone back on lockdown, which sucks. I know COVID really affected me with school because I'm in my third year, but it's all online now, so it's hard because, you know, I'm not a good online school person. I like to go to in-class classes, and I'm a hands-on person, and I'm a pretty social person, so I like to be with my friends, be in class, be able to talk to my profs and everything like that. So COVID has definitely affected me most school-wise, but yeah, definitely is a big deal here, just like down there. We just don't have as many people up here as you guys.
You had mentioned that you get the U.S. news and get quite a bit of that. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the latest news on the Nashville bombing?
I did see that on the news the other day, and actually when it was on the news, it was on Christmas Day, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, correct. Yep, Christmas morning.
That was pretty sad that, you know, because something like that happened on Christmas. But yeah, that was on the news, and I remember we were sitting around watching TV, and we all saw that, so that was pretty sad.
Yeah, I've been reading on it, and I'm not going to claim to be any expert at all, but it does sound like the positive that's coming out of that story is that it was Christmas morning, and it was in an entertainment district area, a lot of honky-tonks and restaurants, and they were closed, so there was not a lot of people in the area. Yeah. But there were six Nashville cops that basically are being heralded as heroes because of their efforts put into making sure everybody was evacuated from those apartments, and then you get into the conspiracy side. And as soon as I started going down the avenue of conspiracy theories about why it happened, about what the reason behind, because they're still claiming that the person who did it died in the bombing, the only death from the bombing, at least from what I've read. Yep. So we'll never know for sure unless a manifest shows up. But that just fascinates me, the absolute number of different directions the conspiracy theories can go. And that's 100% news-based.
Yeah. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole, so I can't comment, but it's sad.
Whole Reddit feed on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? You read it on Reddit?
On Reddit, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of pigeonholes on Reddit. You can go down this way or that way.
So, guys, I know we've practiced this in the past. If I have to pee, maybe our guest has to pee. What about taking a quick little break, and we'll rejoin here to wrap this thing up?
Sounds good. You touch me once,
really something you find. Pee time.
Oh,
and we're back from our break.
Another one bites the dust.
Do you ever do lives on TikTok?
I have gone live a few times. I used to really love doing it, but then I kind of, you know, ran into the whole having no cell service because I live in the middle of nowhere. So it kind of made doing lives hard. But I did a couple when I lived in the city, and you know, I do like doing them. So I have done them before.
We've been trying to figure out how to incorporate that into the show. And we did it last time. And
can we live the whole blooming show?
I think we could. I think we might have to be like on Facebook.
That's what I was trying to get it. I was trying to get it pulled up here on my laptop.
How live can you? How long can you be on TikTok
forever. That guy,
oh, really?
I mean, Tony will go on there and he drank like 12 beers on one live. I watched for like six of them and then I hopped on. I'm like, it's 12th. I'm like, how are you? It was like one in the morning. I'm like, how are you still up?
Yeah.
You're still going. He has 450, 550 people on at one time. Just, and you can watch the questions go. You can't even read them all. They just one after one after the other. Yeah.
We went live 2 weeks ago, Courtney, and I think we had a total between Corey and I, 12 people.
Yeah.
I hit 13 at one time. We hit 13 at one time, so we might have had like 20.
Our podcast audience is way larger than our live viewing audience, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun having a conversation. Why not? I just opened the last beer. That's what you heard me open from Reunion Brewery in Coralville.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Dole Distributing. And Dave, you are going to absolutely love this beer.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's got crabs.
That's what we're going to call crabs. It.
Just going to
let that. Crab.
That's not a cow, right?
Nope. Not a cow. It's the Extra Pulp Double IPA.
Oh, my.
So not only do we have a double IPA, we've got an extra pulpy.
A beer with pulp.
Double IPA. And that's literally what it's called, the Extra Pulp Double IPA.
Has ever seen that Dumb and Dumber line when he pulls him over and he's like, give me that if you knew it was good for anything. That's what I imagine this is going to taste like.
Bottles full of pee.
All right.
shut your mouth.
Bottoms up.
Oh, it's a cardigan.
No, it's a pullover, but thanks.
Oh.
Mm. Whoa.
So,
oh my God.
It's like, let me get another.
I need to send.
One drink. Everybody knows the rules.
What's that? Steer come along, Dale. Is that right?
It's
holy crap.
It's strong, but it's like creamy.
I'm getting a.
It's like smooth.
Ew.
It's coming through my nose.
Look.
Look, I'm tasting it through my.
I think she's got a taste through the camera, and it's.
I am going to send you this, and it'll probably get confiscated at the border.
Oh, good.
It does not look good.
Okay.
Crabby, what is it?
It doesn't say crab. It's an extra bubbly, extra pulpy.
Extra pulpy.
Hey, double squirrel, IPA. Squirrel moment. What's the cars that have the like little purple sign up in the windshield? Is that like a
Lyft?
Uber?
It's
Lyft.
It's Lyft?
Lyft.
It just went by.
Yeah?
We're in Huxley, Iowa.
Yeah, they have Lyft in Huxley.
Someone's probably getting a ride to the live recording of the podcast.
Oh, we're bitten. Oh, yeah, we do have live in studio.
Does Saskatoon have Uber?
Yes, we do. I think we just got it last year, actually, but I've never taken an Uber, so I can't give you an honest review on it.
It's really nice when you're in a city you have no idea where.
I think it's great. The best thing since I was up to the Calgary Stampede. Calgary. Do you say Calgary or Calgary?
Calgary.
Calgary. I was up to the Calgary Stampede, and they had them there.
It is really handy being able to pull it up on the app. You know, I went to Vegas 10 years ago or whatever it was, and not necessarily a big deal. And the last time we went, well, it would have been just before quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
That is so handy just to grab something really fast.
I was trying to explain to my dad how to pay. And he's like, so we don't pay him? I'm like, no, it comes off your app on the phone. He's like, so do I give him a tip? I have cash. And he just couldn't figure out that part of it.
Okay, so the tipping thing, like on all the new credit card stuff, like you go into a restaurant, like you take out and all that. Like,
yeah.
It's like an awkward feeling though, because I feel like you just used to not tip when you got takeout, right? But now like I kind of feel bad for them. So.
Oh, I still don't tip
when you got takeout. Yeah, versus
you're a tight banker.
There's no service.
If I came to pick it up from your store,
yeah, but you're a banker. You're a tight banker.
They carry you from the back, yeah, but to the front.
But they've been shut down. Like they haven't been getting the flow of people through. So
that's why I ordered food from them.
Well, yeah, but I feel bad. Like I'm just like, you know, that. They don't own the business, and
the best content we've ever had. Right. A literal argument.
I feel bad.
Depends.
I feel like a dick if I don't tip something. Maybe not like
do you tip 20%. Your haircut lady?
So I do.
My favorite part is I when
do.
I go to.
Do you tip your haircut lady?
I do.
Okay.
I do tip my haircut lady too. There you go.
Because see? You got service.
Because it's a service based.
What I will do is when I go to pick up food at a restaurant. Is I try to pick it up from places to where I can also sit down. I'll show up early and have a drink.
Oh, dude, that's the ultimate dad move.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate dad move.
The key is to, yeah, I got it ordered. No, you didn't order it. You drive there and you slam like three beers. walk there. Sorry, you don't drive. Don't drink and drive.
I've done that over. I've done that over here at this
Cambridge. Yeah. Yeah. I ordered it. Yeah, man. It's really busy here. They said it'd be like 45 minutes.
It's gonna take a while.
This is my bar time.
Great minds think alike. Everybody ordered, hun.
So Cinco de Mayo, that happened, and it was COVID, so like no one could be in the restaurants. But the Mexican joint in Madrid, which is a very great place, Pancho Villa.
Yep, Spain. Pancho Villa.
Yeah, very good, very good. what's his name? I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he took the phone off the hook because he was so busy.
Wow.
He was so busy.
Bringing you cocktails?
Yeah, and we were already having some shop beers and stuff. We just went on over there with the neighbor, and he was so busy, he came up to us at the bar. And this is no joke, not even lying to the wife. He set a bottle of tequila and two dark Dos Equis in front of us and said, on the house, you guys just drink until you get your order. It's going to be like an hour. And
for Mexican.
Dos Equis.
Mexican is one of those to where it's almost ready before you can drive
exactly.
there.
Exactly. They were that busy. And so like literally no one could be in the restaurant and everyone was in
How
the
did they do that so fast?
I don't.
It's all pre-made ahead of time.
Tech is the best. I mean, like, wow. I walk in, they're like, "Yep, number 11," and every number 11 is exactly the same. It's one taco, one burrito, one enchilada. I don't care where you go, Mexican restaurant, look up a number 11.
every number 11.
It's one burrito, one taco, one enchilada.
So I don't want to leave Courtney out of this. What's your favorite food and what's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite sit-down restaurant is probably Montana's. I don't know if you guys have Montana's in.
Montana Mike's?
Because I really like their smokehouse chicken wrap. It's really good. And then my favorite fast food restaurant is probably, I don't know, Dairy Queen. I freaking love Dairy Queen. That is by far my top fast food place. I need to stop going to Dairy Queen because it was actually becoming a problem. They knew me by my first name.
I just like how Dairy Queen's lunch specials come with ice cream.
So, that's funny. No, you buy
That's
your
the
name.
Best part.
I went and bought my wife a gift card at a boutique for Christmas in a town of 75,000 people. Oh, our Rachel. And I'm like, oh, really?
And they knew her name already. Huh?
I'd like to also go back to your favorite food is Yardbird, and you are a cattle producer. What the heck?
Yardbird.
Yeah, I'm definitely bad for that. Whenever I go to a sit-down restaurant, I probably get chicken like 99% of the time because I think I eat like beef like all the other times. Like when I'm at home, I don't cook anything other than like ground hamburger. When I go back to the city to university, the backseat of my truck is full of just packages of ground beef, much to my parents' dismay. I go grocery shopping in their freezer. So usually when I go somewhere, I'm getting chicken because I don't cook it myself.
Gotcha. That's a good point. That was the same way with me growing up on a pork farm, a pork producing farm. The fact that we always had pork in the freezer. Yeah, I would go and I'd want to get that steak or I'd want to get that hamburger. And even to this day, I still want to order a hamburger. So I completely get where you're coming from. It just comes to what you grew up with and what you've got in your freezer.
See, now, we're cattle producers and my father-in-law will chew your backside if you order chicken when you're out to eat. Well, that's not what makes us money.
I'm completely opposite, and I go to the seafood if it's a good seafood place. Like I love sushi. If you're on the coast or something, you know, get some fresh shrimp, get some crab. I love that stuff.
I can't do seafood at all. I even went like down to Jamaica, and I was like, "What are we gonna eat?" And so my wife and I went to the kids' resort down the way. They had some hot dogs and like
chicken nuggets.
We didn't do the lobster. We can't. It's nope.
What do you get? Like, are you allergic to it? You just don't. You don't like the
texture. No, I think I choked on a fishbone when I was real small, and I'm like, nope. And it's all in my head. But I won't. I did try cod once.
You're like a when 8 year old kid trapped in a older man's body.
Yeah.
What about sushi, Courtney? Do you like sushi?
Yeah. Oh God. I can't stand sushi. Frankly, I've never tried it.
Oh!
But I will never eat it.
Now, hold on.
I was the same exact way. Yes. I was the same exact way.
How can you have never tried it but can't stand it?
See, that's just something that you fail to realize. Like, I hate mushrooms, but I don't think I've ever eaten a mushroom. So I just
it's the thought of it.
A lot of it makes me grossed out.
I'm pretty sure that that's going to be the intro line to the podcast.
The fungus among us.
I can honestly say when I was 20, I said the same thing. I'd never had sushi. I didn't like it. But I've grown and I love it.
Well, that's the only place my wife and I go. When we go out to eat, it seems like we always go to sushi. Maybe it's because we don't go out to eat very often, but that is our place to go.
And I would suggest going to a good place.
Yeah.
And getting...
Yeah, don't do Vegas buffet sushi.
No. China buffet. China buffet sushi. But no, like Fuji has a good one. What do they have? What do they call it when it's fried? That like fried shrimp?
Tempura?
Tempura, yeah. Like a fried shrimp tempura roll. Like it's fantastic.
So I got to bring this up before we wrap up. And thank you, Courtney, for sticking around with us for over an hour here. We really appreciate that. But when we took our bathroom break, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but I made sure to put the toilet seat down because I've seen all over TikTok where wives are putting on the back of the toilet seat
$100 bills.
$100 bills. Yeah. Sex every day for a month. Mm-hmm. Any type of a reward to make sure that a man puts the toilet seat down.
I never get it.
I am a little bit unfortunate or a little disappointed in you, Dave. There was no reward.
There
on
was
the back
no
of that
reward at our office. I tell
it must be a different algorithm because I've never seen one of those.
Oh, I've seen. Yeah.
I've never seen one.
It's different algorithm.
Courtney, you've seen them, haven't you?
Oh, I've seen them all over the place, and I actually have a draft in my TikTok of. I don't know if you've heard the TikTok sound where it's like the girl she's saying she's a mother, and I don't even know. I have a TikTok made to that sound of. Ethan's clothes on the floor because he never puts his clothes in the laundry hamper. So I have that video. So I'm more of the clothes on the floor than the toilet seat because I think I'm going to start putting money under his piles of clothes just to see if he's actually going to put them in the hamper.
There you go.
That's funny. No, that's, I didn't know you can make
drafts.
You
could start that trend.
Oh, yeah. You can make the draft all the way together and not put it out.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not very good at that. I put it out even
if
it's awful.
Oh, I've got some really funny drafts.
I've got like 10 drafts.
So if they're really funny drafts, why haven't you put them out yet?
See, these are funny drafts that I don't think the public should ever see. Like me and my mom dancing. Nobody should ever see that. These are drafts that, you know, I'll go back and look at every once in a while and just have a good laugh to myself. And most of them are things that people should just never see. I think I might get banned on TikTok.
I got one of me singing in the green card.
Yeah. Well, you should put it out.
Nope. I need to delete it. I was really bored that day.
Well, Courtney, thank you so very, very much for joining us. Really appreciate...
Thank you guys for having me.
...the honor of being your first podcast ever. That's a milestone that I think...
thank you guys so much.
We'll put an award on our website or something along those lines.
Remember
the first
us.
Podcast for Courtney Fike.
Remember us when you're at the top.
So
I will. I'm definitely going to make a TikTok and say, you know, go check out this podcast I did because hopefully people listen to it. Hopefully no one I know is listening to it.
Oh, that's who you want to listen.
It's been a pleasure. You've been funny like you advertised. We really appreciate that. And you're welcome back anytime, right guys?
Yes. Absolutely.
So we end every episode the same way, but before we do that, can you let our listeners know how they could get a hold of you and remind them how they could buy those t-shirts so that way they can help support Ag in the Classroom for Saskatchewan?
Well, the easiest way to find me is go to TikTok, and my TikTok username is pretty straightforward. It's just Courtney, and then a period, and then Fike, the Courtney got Fike. Same with my Instagram. You can find that in my TikTok bio. My Instagram username is the same thing. And then the links to the t-shirts are in my TikTok and my Instagram. And like I said earlier, my DMs are open. So if you have any questions, I go through them. I go through my DMs probably a couple times a day. So I'll respond to you if you have a question. And TikTok is probably the easiest way to find me. So, that would be awesome.
Courtney.Fike, F-Y-K-E.
Yeah. You betcha.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you so much again. And Corey, why don't you send us out?
Crack a reunion beer, mix a drink. You deserve it.
So, Courtney, what'd you think?
That was awesome. I had such a fun time. That was much better than I expected. I was quite nervous coming into this. So.
You know, we forgot listener questions.
Oh, shit.
Let's do that. You got a couple minutes, Courtney?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, we've already got one answered. So I had a listener, corn_pork and beans, commented, I want to know whether a hat is a toque. And if it's a toque, why is she so wrong?
See, I've had this argument with people before, and I don't know, like, I've heard people call it a beanie, I guess, like a toque is how I say it. I don't even, oh, this is a toque. My sister got me this for Christmas. So this is what I call a toque. Yep. Some people call it a beanie or a hat.
Stocking
I call this
hat.
A hat.
Yeah, stocking cap is toque.
So I guess I thought toque was a universal thing, but I guess we're just crazy up here.
Corey, do you have any questions?
I do. From engineering underscore redneck, a good friend of mine on there. He wanted to know the main challenges with such a short growing season up there in Canada.
I honestly never thought of our growing season as short. You know, I think the hardest thing for us is we get a lot of snow up here and it's very cold. So once all the snow melts and the cold goes away, then it's really freaking muddy everywhere. So then it's hard to, you know, get around. Like I said, we're mostly cow people, so the snow really hurts us during calving. And then most people think, well, once the snow goes away, it's all okay. But then it gets wet and it gets muddy, and then, you know, you get diseases and everything. Yeah. And
so
that makes it hard.
So when you guys are mainly cattle, but I'm assuming there's quite a few grain farmers around you.
You betcha.
When do things start like greening up, or they get them planted, and when are they harvested? Like, how long is that growing season? And is it like May to
Most people
August?
I'd say would seed like end of April to mid May. Like, that's when most people are going, and that's when you like want to have it done. Like, mm-hmm. End of May is your cutoff day. You want to have everything in by the end of May. And then it really depends, I guess, where you are in the province. Like, everywhere is different here. Up north, there's a way different growing season compared to down where I am in the southwest. So once people are ready to harvest, it's usually the end of August. Like, I worked at a terminal this summer, so I was actually done work at the end of August, and people were just starting to combine.
Gotcha. Interesting. So that was the one question. Oh, this was for Tanner. What is a pinkity drinkity?
I forgot.
From Q.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's Dave's favorite drink.
A pinkity drinkity.
Yep. Dave's favorite drink is a pinkity drinkity.
Oh, my.
That's what we were supposed to make the drinking game of the drinking word of the week. So was supposed to be pinkity drinkity. So I got to go back to the TikTok that brought up pinkity drinkity. So there's a husband, imagine this, husband going through a drive-up at a Starbucks that doesn't mm-hmm. go very frequently. The wife is sitting in the passenger seat, and she orders a pinkity drinkity. He leans out the window, says, I'd like one large pinkity, or one vente pinkity drinkity. And the person goes back and goes, excuse me? She's filming. Yeah, yeah, she's filming while this is happening. Yeah. It was funny. That's one of my favorite parts about TikTok, is just how humorous people are.
Stupid humor.
I tried to do that to Ethan, actually. I remember we were in the Starbucks drive-thru, and I had seen that video, and he said, well, what do you want? And I said, I want a pinkity drinkity. And he looked at me with like no humor in his eyes at all and goes, you want what? And I was like, a pinkity drinkity, like, just tell the lady that's what I want. He goes, that's not what it's called. So I never got him to say it, but I am having fun. This is nice. I should do more podcasts. If only people would ask.
Hashtag beef. Yeah.